A few years ago, I got into visiting scary locations. Cemeteries, abandoned buildings, etc. Since then, I've met my wife, who indulges me and joins in on these little endeavors. We exhausted all of the potentially spooky places around the city we lived in, and its surrounding areas. Then, after talking to people with similar interests, we decided to take a mini road trip, with the sole intention of visiting a specific place. It's located at the state west of ours, about 10 hours from our home. The name of this place is Babyland. If you think that sounds like A, a place to buy things for a newborn, B, a themed restaurant for little kids, C, a daycare, or D, a place where gross atrocities are committed against children, you're not alone. I don't think it sounded particularly creepy, but I was kind of off-put when the people we heard about it from were extremely reluctant to divulge any information about it, much less tell us where it was. After a few weeks of poking, prodding, and ultimately begging, we got one of the people to give us directions. We looked up Babyland online and found nothing related to the supposedly creepy location to which we were headed. All we were going on was the suspiciously limited word of someone we didn't really know, besides having a couple common interests. The reluctance of the rest of the, I don't want to say ghost hunting community, because that's not really what we do. I guess I'll just call it thrill seeking. The reluctance of the rest of the thrill seeking community admittedly made both me and Kimmy that much more interested. We timed our drive so we'd arrive at the destination around 10 p.m. It was located on an unmarked road about 20 miles outside the nearest town. When we asked how we'd know we'd found the place, we were told we'd have no doubt about it. Trees began getting dense the further down the dirt road we went, and eventually, we couldn't see the moon or the stars anymore. Shortly after that, a previously non-existent fog became so thick that I couldn't see more than 3 or 4 feet in front of the car. Somehow I knew, as soon as the fog thickened to the point of near zero invisibility, that we were in the right place. I looked at Kimmy, and in what seemed like a movie-esque moment, she simply nodded her head in silent agreement. I pulled to the side of the road and parked my car. My wife and I got our flashlights and proceeded down the road on foot. We didn't make it more than 10 feet before our first glimpse into why this area was referred to as Babyland presented itself. The fog was so thick that even with the flashlight, I walked right into it. The baby stroller was standing upright in the middle of the road. It was an old-fashioned cover of Rosemary's Baby-style stroller. I looked inside it, but it was empty. A few steps further, and we found that the road was quite literally littered with strollers, cribs, and playpens of all types and styles. It got to the point that they completely blocked the road. I talked to Kimmy, and we both felt like there was more to this whole area than just the abundance of baby shower gifts obstructing the road, so we went off to the side and into the trees. Hanging from every branch were mobiles, each lightly spinning from the gentle wind blowing through the forestry. We took caution with each step, if for no other reason than we couldn't see anything in front of us, even with our flashlights. Though it could be attributed to the fact that we were in the middle of nowhere, we were surrounded by an absolute, almost ear-shattering silence. Even the wind didn't make a sound. This silence was broken by a deafening howl that we both screamed at, as it was a noise we immediately recognized. It was the sound of a baby crying. It took me a moment to register what had happened, but when I did, I was considerably less frightened. I had stepped on a baby doll. Kimmy and I both offered one another an uncomfortable laugh as we kept going. We found the floor of the woods to be lousy with both intact dolls as well as scattered limbs of different dolls. Shining our light towards the branches above us, revealing dolls perched on branches, many of which had no eyes, stationed like observant owls. It's a difficult feeling to describe, but the fact that they were eyeless made it feel like they were watching us more intently than they would have been if they had them. As the mobiles spun and the eyeless dolls looked on, we walked further into the woods. until we eventually heard from another familiar sound in the distance. We stopped and listened intently until we were certain of what we were hearing. The crackling of a fire. Assuming we weren't the only ones in Babyland on that particular night, we decided to head towards the fire and make ourselves known, so as not to spark a potentially dangerous confrontation. As we kept walking, the sound of the crackling fire got louder. We announced our presence, but were met with no response. Eventually, through the fog, we saw the orange glow of a fire close to the ground. We were only about 20 feet away from the fire, but the fog had prevented us from seeing it any sooner. We made our way to it and found a small clearing at the center of which a small bonfire was burning. Aside from the fire, the area looked like it hadn't had inhabitants any time recently. The crackling was interrupted by a slightly more forceful gust of wind. It blew past us, and a creaking noise followed by a light knocking, emanating from the other side of the flame, just past our severely limited field of vision. We made our way around the blaze and were taken aback when we found roughly a 6-foot-tall dollhouse standing at the edge of the clearing. The door of the dollhouse was open, the wind causing its knobs to knock against the face of the house. The darkness past the door seemed to envelop our confidence in being out there, but we reasoned that if there was anything inside, it was much smaller than we were. We approached the house and shined our lights inside and found that just past the darkness, countless eyeless doll heads were stacked upon one another from floor to ceiling and wall to wall. As I looked in the house, Kimmy happened to flash her light towards the ground around the fire and pointed out to me that there were hundreds of footprints, the size of which lined up with the myriad of blind dolls that now sat in the branches and were scattered about the ground. I shut the door to the dollhouse and walked back over to the fire to observe the footprints for myself. And for a short moment, the crackling of the fire seemed to fade away, which gave way for a sound that made us turn white with fear. A baby crying in the distance. By this time, neither of us had stepped on a doll. Then a different pitch of crying began from a different direction. Before long, babies crying in all different tones surrounded us in a cacophony of terror. Suddenly, in the blink of an eye, the fires died out, leaving nothing but smoldering embers and an uneven stream of smoke and ash being carried away by the wind. This prompted us to flee the area, make our way back to the car. The sound of shrieking infants was joined now by active mobiles playing nursery rhymes, turned into horrific fashions, and both seemed to follow us all the way back to the dirt road on which our car was parked. We made it to the road, but came out of the woods at a different point than we'd entered. So we had to wade across the road through the massive strollers, cribs, and playpens to our car. But when we got in, the area was still full of all those things. Where our car once sat unobstructed now was surrounded by children's necessities and an eyeless doll sat on the hood. We opened the car door and found the floor of the car to be covered with both dolls' dresses and random doll limbs. Without taking time to clean out the car, we got in and I floored the vehicle in reverse, blasting through the cribs, strollers, and playpens. And once I had the room, I turned the car around. We sped out of there like our lives depended on it. Before long, the fog had cleared and the road was unobstructed. We had only been in Babyland for maybe 15 minutes, but the experience took so much more than 15 minutes away from our lifespan. After stopping and getting all the doll paraphernalia out of the car, we drove through the night back to the safety of our own town. I now know why no one wanted to tell us about Babyland. It's because whatever happens there can't rightfully be explained. And it's for that same reason I'm not going to give any definitive information on its location. Anyone who ever asks me, be it the No Sleep Forum or otherwise, will never get anything regarding its whereabouts. I will never send anyone there, and I most certainly will never go back there myself. There's something very, very wrong about the place called Babyland.